bad headache and a backache that I got after. I didn't want it. I was appalled at one time. I was told that being a dancer, my muscles would be more likely to get in the way. And I disputed that absolutely, because I felt being a dancer meant that having superior muscle control, I'm much more aware of what my muscles are doing. And in fact, I was very pleased to have only a 1 hour labour. They did use a Syntoxin drip, and about 1 hour later the contractions began, and the baby was born 1 hour after that, with no pain relief and with no injections, which I was very, very proud of, because they were promising that they would, you know, they'd tail off the epidural and allow me to push, etc. I did have some good antenatal classes and breathing techniques, which I still remember, the Thomas the Tank Engine breathing technique. Which,
what is it?
It goes, ooh, 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 ooh. And I think by the end of it, the third one was very much the hissing through the teeth technique. So, yes, I did need those techniques, but I was very glad not to sort of be pressured into the other things which I hadn't wanted. There was a concern. I mean, I managed to stay mobile. They flexed where they could in sort of taking off the monitoring belt so that I could move around. I think that there was a panic as the baby was actually coming out, because she had her hand on her head, and everyone's thinking, diabetic mother, big baby, oh no, what shall we do? And I think there was a panic, and so I had an episiotomy too early, and ended up having to have 3 units of blood, because a few days later, you know, I lost a lot of blood because the blood vessel was actually cut through at that time, and so that complicated the first few days with blood transfusion, and then with lots of blood around the episiotomy, the wound was infected and had to be restitched and all sorts of things like that. And I was feeling a bit cross about that people were sort of saying, oh, diabetes, we're going to have to do this, and it wasn't really necessary. I think the word diabetes seemed to just create a bit of panic in the labour situation, which in hindsight was unnecessary, and I think even now that probably wouldn't happen.
Was it a big diabetic baby?
Well, no, actually, Becky, my first,